Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Thank you.
And the fine saxophone of Coleman Hawkins opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. From 1940, Coleman and friends, including a very fine Roy Eldridge on trumpet, brought us I Surrender Dear, written by Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford. One of a number of recordings that we're going to be listening to today that features some of the smaller jazz groups from the 40s, 50s, and a couple from the 30s as well. Recordings made for some of the great jazz labels. Recordings that have certainly stood the test of time. And we have some wonderful artists for you today and some very nice songs. So sit back and enjoy some hot jazz and some cool jazz. Well, we've got some cool jazz coming up. We're going to listen to a couple of very, very fine pianists. Well, actually, three very fine pianists and friends in our next set. Our next song is going to be from Mel Powell and his orchestra, another recording for the Commodore label. And this was in 1943. Well, Mel Powell was a very fine pianist. He worked with Benny Goodman and his orchestra in small groups, then went on to form his own orchestra and finally ended up playing in the classical field. Very fine swing pianist. Well, he recorded this number for the Commodore label in 1943, and that is Mood at Twilight. Lovely reflective tone to it. And we will hear Mel Powell on piano, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, and Benny Goodman on clarinet is featured as well with the orchestra. And it's quite a lineup there. And after that, we will hear from the father of all jazz pianists, and that's Earl Hines and his trio. Always lovely to listen to and very, very influential in his day. The legion of pianists that he influenced in the jazz field is, well, legendary, we'd have to say. From 1950, we're going to hear Earl Hines and his trio with a number that he wrote himself, When I Dream of You, and another, as I say, very smooth, cool number. Then we're going to liven things up a little bit and go to one of my favorite of the small jazz groups, and that's the one led by Bud Freeman, who was in his day a very fine tenor sax man. And he recorded a lot of trad jazz and Dixieland style numbers, again for the Commodore label. And we have to thank Milt Gabler, of course, for all of those wonderful recordings as the owner and, mind behind the Commodore label. Well, Bud Freeman and his gang from 1938 recorded Life Spears a Jitterbug. And I'm not sure what a jitterbug is. I guess it's a dance, eh? Anyway, it's a very lively number, and Bud does a fine job on it, and he's joined by Buddy Hackett on cornet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Dave Matthews on alto sax, Eddie Condon is there on guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, and another fine swing pianist, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Marty Marsala on drums. Life Spears a Jitterbug. We'll start with Mel Powell and Billy Butterfield and Benny Goodman and friends from 1943, Mood at Twilight. Thank you.
Thank you. Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 at the University of Ottawa. And we are listening to some of the great jazz artists from days gone by. We heard from three of the great groups. Mel Powell and his orchestra with Billy Butterfield and Benny Goodman brought us Mood at Twilight. Earl Hines, the great Earl Hines and his trio, When I Dream of You. And we just heard from Bud Freeman and his gang, one of the great of the, one of the best of the jazz groups who recorded for the Commodore labels. Very lively, always fun to listen to. Life Spears a Jitterbug from 1938. We have lots more wonderful jazz artists coming up for you this morning. And we have a lot, actually, as I'm looking at the list here from the Commodore label. And as I say, a big note of thanks to Milt Gabler, who did jazz fans a tremendous service with all that he did on that jazz label. Well, we've coming up next, we've got one of the great legends in the clarinet field. One of the great jazz clarinetists has to be Edmund Hall, and a very, very distinctive sound. He came from a family of clarinetists. His father played the clarinet, and there was four brothers. He was perhaps the most, Edmund, that is, was the most famous of them. Well, in 1943, he got together with his sextet and recorded the number Coquette, which was written, I see, by Gus Kahn, Johnny Green, and Carmen Lombardo. And Edmund is joined in the studio that day, in 1943, by Emmett Berry on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Eddie Haywood, a particularly nice pianist to listen to, Al Casey on guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, one of my favorite drummers, Big Sid Catlett. Then we'll hear from Buck Clayton, one of the very fine trumpeter, and did a lot of recordings through the years. I'm looking here at the set of small group swing sessions put together by the Columbia label in the 50s, and Buck Clayton had contributed quite a lot of recordings to that particular collection, and we'll hear one of them that he recorded in 1957, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. So that's Buck Clayton and Friends, and we will hear again from Vic Dickinson on the trombone on that one, and Dick Katz on piano, Walter Page on bass, and of course written by Ray Noble, who's often featured on this program, both in terms of his songwriting and his band work. Then we're going to hear from a group that I've actually never heard from before, never heard of before. I came across it this week in my library. The main singer, of course, you know well, and that's Mildred Bailey. And this is a group called Her Alley Cats. So it's Mildred Bailey and Her Alley Cats, which is rather a cute title. In 1935, they recorded a number written by Andy Razaf and Fats Waller, Willow Tree. And there are some familiar names in this group, and I'm looking at the list here, and we have a Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Teddy Wilson is on piano, and Gretchen Moncur on bass, and of course Mildred's doing a superb vocal as ever. But we're going to start with Edmund Hall and his sextet, Coquette. Thank you.
tree. Hear my plea when you weep. Think of me, 'cause I'm so weary with misery. Happy breeze,
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
It's official, it's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're celebrating some of the great jazz artists from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And we just heard from some of the finest. Wonderful little number from Mildred Beatty and her Alley Cats, who were... where are they? I've got them here. Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, and Teddy Wilson on piano, and Gretchen Moncour on bass. We had a real lineup in the studio that day. 1935. Before that, we had Buck Clayton and Friends from 1957 with the great Ray Noble number, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. And we started out with Edmund Hall, always lovely to listen to, and his sextet, Coquette, from 1943. Well, we've got three fine trumpeters coming up for you, along with their groups, some well-known, some not quite so well-known. We're going to go first to Joe Thomas and his orchestra. Now, I have to confess that I've only come across him quite recently, and it's from the great Keynote collection of jazz record. It was a small label in New York in the 1940s, and they had an incredible lineup of musicians pass through their studios over a period of, I think it was about 3 years, and Joe Thomas was one of them. And he is going to bring us a number written by Leonard Feather from 1946, Pocatello. So we have Joe Thomas on trumpet and a very nice piano, by the way, by Bernie Layton, who again is new to me. Had a fine performance by all in the studio that day. Then we're going to go to one of my favorites, and that is trumpeter Jonah Jones, always lovely to listen to. And I'm particularly fond of the series of jazz recordings he made in the late 50s of a lot of the standards and some new material, along with his quartet. It was in addition to Jonah himself on trumpet. We have Hank Jones on piano, John Brown on bass, and Harold Austin playing the drums on this one, which is No Moon at All. Then we're going to round it out with another lively number from Muggsy Spanier on cornet, and he is always fun to listen to, particularly with his group, the Ragtimers. Yet another visitor to the Commodore stable, 1944. And we have Muggsy on cornet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, Eddie Condon's there on guitar as ever, Gene Schroeder, very fine pianist, was there, Bob Haggart on bass, and Joe Grosso on the drums. And also, by the way, Whistling the Blues, by the way, is the number. And who is doing the whistling on that but bassist Bob Haggart of the Bob Crosby Orchestra fame. Lots of fun, that one. Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. We'll start with Joe Thomas and his orchestra and Pocatello. Thank you. Whistling the Blues from Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. Ah, what a great number from 1944. And I think actually I may have misled you. I see from my notes that Gene Schroeder was supposed to be playing the piano on that one. Unfortunately, I don't think he was in the studio for that particular recording, but I'm just looking ahead a bit. And he will be with us a little later on in the program. So, a very fine pianist, one of my favorites. And sorry we missed him on that one, but boy, there was a good crew in the studio that day. And equally good on the number before, which is Jonah Jones' No Moon at All from 1958. And from 1946, we also heard from Joe Thomas and his orchestra, Pocatello. And Joe Thomas, a very fine trumpeter. We're going to have to look for more of his. I believe he recorded a great deal for the Keynote label, so we have that collection, and we will be featuring him more often in the future. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and today we're taking a tour through some of the many, many jazz recordings from the 30s, 40s, and 50s by some of the independent and main jazz labels. Looking particularly of the Keynote label and the Commodore label. Also, oh well, they were all great. Some of the Columbia and Capitol, of course. Well, we've got three more for you this morning, and we're going to go next to a group called Sandy Williams Big Eight. And here we have Joe Thomas again. I didn't need to promise to bring him back. He's back with us right away on trumpet and with Sandy Williams and his Big Eight. And Sandy Williams was a trombone player, and he's featured on this as well. Oh, Johnny Hodges is back on alto sax. Harry Carney on baritone sax. And Jimmy Jones is playing the piano. Brick Fliegel on guitar. Sid Weiss on bass. And a Shelly Man on drums. On a number written by Brick Fliegel, who's playing the guitar on this one, and who was also a noted composer and arranger of jazz numbers. And it's a lovely, wistful number, After Hours on Dream Street. And I believe there's a very fine sax from Johnny Hodges and also a very nice baritone sax from Harry Carney on that one, in addition to the fine trumpet of Joe Thomas. Then we're going to hear from the great one, Sidney Bechet. And it seems to me we haven't heard a lot from Mr. Bechet lately, so we're going to make up for that this morning. From 1940, Sidney was in the studio with friends Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Carmen Mastron on guitar, and Wellman Broad on bass. So it's just a small group, just a quartet, on a very famous number written by Hoagie Carmichael, Lazy River. And I believe on this one, if you listen carefully, you're going to hear both instruments from Mr. Bechet. He was, of course, the master of the soprano sax and a brilliant clarinetist, and I believe he's providing both for us this morning on Lazy River. And then I think for our final number this morning, we're going to hear from one of the great trad jazz groups from the 40s, and who else but Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. And that was another of the great jazz legends who performed on the Commodore label. They're going to bring us Panama from 1943. It's a very great jazz standard. And the lineup on that one, well, there's some very familiar names. You've heard from some of them already this morning. Wild Bill, of course, is on trumpet. Again, Pee Wee Russell, who we've heard a lot from this morning, on clarinet. George Brunis on trombone. Gene Schroeder, I hope he's on this one, on piano. Eddie Condon guitar. Bob Casey on bass. And another great favorite, George Wetling, one of the great jazz drummers, is joining the group from 1943. And we will start with Sandy Williams' Big Eight and After Hours on Dream Street.
Thank you.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.